In the news, Hot English, the voice of truth.
A cheeky criminal. David Bowster has won an award for Cheekiest Criminal 2004. He was in court for smoking crack, running up $6,000 on his mother's credit card, and threatening to torch her house after she turned him in. But during the trial, Bowster's big concern was the uncomfortable ride back to prison. He told the court, "I don't think I can handle the crowded prison bus and the endless jailhouse transfer points." In a situation where other defendants might ask for mercy, Bowster said to the judge, "I'd like you to personally drive me back to prison." But the judge wasn't impressed. He not only ordered Bowster to return by bus, but also increased the original 37-month sentence by 4 months. The judge suggested the extra time behind bars would give Bowster a chance to reflect on his attitude.
An accidental shooting. A gun safety demonstration went horribly wrong just recently. Brad Munnings was talking to a group of police cadets on basic gun safety measures, such as checking a gun isn't loaded, cleaning a gun, and basic gun handling. But as he was demonstrating how to make sure a gun is unloaded, he accidentally shot himself in the leg. "I've always been very, very careful," Munnings said from his hospital bed, "but this time I was just an idiot." Munnings was later released from a hospital in Indianapolis after emergency surgery.
Police robbed. 46 Brazilian policemen were the victims of a spectacular robbery. The off-duty police officers were on their way to a sports competition when they were caught with their guard down. The bus with the unarmed policemen on board was heading for the city of Salvador, Bahia, when two cars with armed robbers forced it to stop. "The robbers took everything," said one of the victims, "including our cameras, mobile phones, wallets, and even our sports uniforms and trainers. I know of one guy who lost his trousers and shirt too," the police officer added. The suspects, who escaped, apparently did not know the bus was full of police. "We are looking for them right now," the police officer said.